Ladies and gentlemen, this woman's name you may or may not have heard. Her name is Barbara Sharif. In fact, her full name is Barbara Mohammed Sharif, and she is an American politician. In fact, she has been a Broward County, Florida commissioner since 2010. And in 2016, she was reappointed as mayor of Broward County, having previously served from 2013 to 2014. And she's the country's first African-American female and Muslim mayor. You're hearing me correctly. In the same county where Stoneman Douglas High School is, that has a very Islamic-friendly police department in the form of Scott Israel, the police chief, and Nazar Hamzi, the deputy police chief, who is a committed Muslim member of the organization we're talking about today called CARE, Council on American Islamic Relations. The mayor of Broward County is also a Muslim. Now, why am I bringing that up? Well, friends, if you know anything about London, England, you know that Sadiq Khan is a Muslim mayor in that city of London, and he has clear ties to terrorists. That is a documented fact. It was him who, after the killing of 22 innocents at an Ariana Grande concert, said the following: "We are going to have to get used to terrorism." In other words, terrorism in London, terrorism in England, terrorism in the United Kingdom, it's the new normal, something with which we're going to have to become accustomed. So, Tom, I want to go to you. You cited this earlier in the program in segment one, that you left the United Kingdom as a missionary there to come back to the United States of America to warn our nation, specifically to warn the church in America, about a diabolical, sinister, demonic enemy. So my question is this: why are Muslim mayors, Muslim law enforcement officials, Muslim city council members, why do people that are committed to Islamic ideology in those positions, why do they present to America an incredibly dangerous dilemma?
Well, can I bring your attention to a document that was found by the FBI back in 2011? It was a document that was written by the Muslim Brotherhood, the Ikhwan. And it was found, the FBI found this in the home of Ismail Embrace back in 2011. He is a teacher, or was a teacher, in Virginia. And the FBI became suspicious of him. I won't get in the background of the story of that, but they raided his home and found in his basement a secret room. And in that room was a cache of documents and media. The prized piece of document that they found was a memorandum from the Muslim Brotherhood to the group in North America. Let me read to you from page 7. "The Ikhwan must understand that their work in America is a kind of grand jihad in eliminating and destroying Western civilization from within and sabotaging its miserable house." Now get this: "by their hands and the hands of the believers." So what are they saying in this document from the Muslim Brotherhood? "We are going to create a jihad." Jihad is a holy war, a struggle against evil, to eliminate Western civilization. How? From within. How are you going to do it? To sabotage their house by their hands. We're going to incorporate their own hands, their own system, and the hands of the believers. And in the, on the back page, it lists about 14 different groups that were complicit, that were working with the Muslim Brotherhood as front groups here. Now, the FBI has used this document as a court piece of evidence in the trial, what we call the Holy Land Fund trial in Dallas, Texas, during the Bush administration. They were starting to put these people away in jail. When Obama became president and Eric Holder became the new attorney general, he stopped that, and CARE and ISNA and a number of these other groups there were designated as as unindicted co-conspirators. They were getting around to prosecute these people, but they never got to it because of Eric Holder. And we need to press our current attorney general, Sessions, to reopen that case. All that there is waiting to be done. That's another issue. Now, let me return to this judge. They are putting key people in government, judges, mayors, police chiefs. They are jockeying for these positions. They're training for these positions. In England, in the United Kingdom, there are four hijab centers. I live just 2-3 miles from one, and they are organized to train bankers, politicians, teachers, and they're working to develop these people to get into government positions. This has been going on in the United Kingdom for some time. I've been exposing this and talking about this, and this is also operating here in America. I don't know where they're located. They're a little bit more careful in hiding these locations of where they're training these people. Actually, I think they're training them right underneath our nose in our institutions and setting them up. They're being funded by CARE, by Muslim Brotherhood, and they're wealthy because we keep buying Saudi oil, and so we're funding our own demise. I know I sound like a conspirator talking about conspiracies and stuff there, but folks, this is happening, and we better wake up to it.
You know, I think this is the thing that we need to wake up to, Tom. It almost appears to me is that the average American is either blind about what Islam is doing or doesn't want to understand what Islam is doing. And I wonder what the thought is among those who are leaders in our nation. You mentioned the Attorney General, Jeff Sessions, that he needs to look into this again. Will he? Does he understand what is going on within Islam? And as we understand it, Tom, it appears as though for years Islam has been working on infiltrating into government here in the United States of America on every level. So this isn't anything new, as I understand it. It is something that's been going on for a long, long time. And then to hear that statement that you rendered here a moment ago, where they've written regarding us that they will sabotage their house by their own hands, that is critical.